Early breakfast on Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
21 minutes past five. Good morning to you. Well, let's talk about the South African rand. I mean, it all seems like doom and gloom for the volatile South African rand as it continues to lose ground. The rand has slumped to more than 3% yesterday. Ooh, I loved just reading it. Over renewed uncertainty over South Africa's land reform plans and Moody's warning on the country's fiscal deficit. Now, when we talk about fiscal deficit and we talk about Moody's, some of you will be scratching your head and be saying, Abs, speak English. Well, I don't have that sort of English, but Lulu Krichel has that sort of English, Chief Economist at PricewaterhouseCoopers. Lulu, thank you once again for joining us.
Good morning, Ed. Only a pleasure.
Lulu, once again, you start speaking French, you talk about fiscals and you talk about whatever. All I understand is that the rand continues to lose ground. Why?
It's literally a perfect storm for the rand at the moment. Some of it, South African-based issues. But at the moment, the majority of this, unfortunately, driven by what's happening in global markets. Turkey, and a fellow emerging market, has been through a very, very difficult time. And the lira, the Turkish currency, has lost more than 45% of its value. And that's due to some tensions between Turkey and the U.S. that's been going on for quite some time. But unfortunately, investors put South Africa and all other emerging currencies and emerging market currencies in the same basket. So that's been one of the key drivers. And then on top of that, we have continued uncertainty around what exactly is going to happen around land reform. And then also Moody's came out yesterday and said, listen, the economy is not doing as well as we wanted it to do. And we don't see that government will be able to reduce its deficit and all that it means its debt levels to what we expected it to be by October when we hear the mini budget. But on the positive side, they did say that they still expect the positive trends to continue over the next 3 years. So over the long term, we should be able to pay our debt back faster than we hoped.
Before I ask you the ultimate question, Lulu, I do want to get a basic understanding because I would imagine someone sitting at home, as I've mentioned earlier on, Turkey. So what does that have to do with us? Is it because of close relations or whatever? But Turkey seems to be coming up in everything. Because Turkey is doing this, we are suffering because of that. Are we directly in line or are we doing deals with Turkey? How is it affecting us so much?
Actually, no, we don't have that close of a relationship with Turkey. But the unfortunate thing is we are similar in terms of our, place of our economy, in terms of development, in terms of how investors see us. And investors, they're a funny bunch. They don't necessarily look at countries one by one. They just seem to group them together. So because Turkey is not doing well, they are worried about all emerging markets, and we just happen to be one of them. And South Africa has, a currency that's traded a lot, which means the rand is, we involved in international trade a lot. We're an open economy. We export, we import. So we are quite sensitive to changes in the global market. So we're actually not directly impacted by Turkey, but because we're seen as, you're one of them, basically, it negatively impacts on us.
Friends. Sometimes you don't need friends because you get associated with friends. Look at where we are right now. Lulu, we've seen now the price of fuel going up and up and up and up again. I mean, you talk about the Automobile Association also saying, hey, this weakening rand could have some repercussions for our fuel prices. Should we be worried?
Perhaps we are in a tough spot. And I think we're in a much, much worse position than we thought that we would be in the beginning of the year. Things changed very fast. And a lot of that was due to international tensions and Trump and China and Trump and Turkey, etc. But then the uncertainty locally around, for example, how land expropriation will play out makes people wait to make the investment decisions. So they all think we'll wait and see until there's more clarity. So unfortunately, a lot of the numbers show that we are probably going to not have a good second quarter of the first half of this year again when we actually see the GDP numbers. We're already into the third quarter of this year. But we unfortunately only will know what happened in the second quarter in the next couple of weeks. Although Moody's, myself, and a lot of other analysts are more upbeat about the second half of the year. So I think things will steadily improve, but unfortunately not at the rate at which a lot of us hoped. And a lot of these things outside of our control is happening on the rest of it. The globe is not favorable at the moment.
You've just touched on two things that I wanted to chat about next. First of all, that name, Moody's, it really does put me in a mood. You see what I did there.
It's unfortunate.
But also, you've touched on the positive. I think one of the things we are very good at South Africans is proclaiming the doom and gloom, that it is the end of the world. But from what you're saying is that if we look to the future, we will turn it around.
Well, I want to use Moody's again. Moody's, a rating agency, is telling us we don't think you'll be where you want to be right now, but we are still positive about where you're going and you're making the right decisions. And I think that's definitely quite positive. And also a lot of commitments that we've heard around investment that's coming to South Africa. So I am positive and we should remain positive.
We shall always be positive. Lulu, once again, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. Perhaps a few parting words to you, from you to our listeners?
Well, I think, it's important for us as South Africans to keep spreading the good news about South Africa and the opportunities here. Because as we heard this morning, we tend to be thrown into the same basket as a lot of other countries. So if we can show that we have different opportunities and that investors can expect good returns here, then at the end of the day, that will be positive for the economy. So, let's spread the good news where there is good news and there is enough of that going around.
Simple and straight to the point. Lulu, thank you once again for joining us. Looking forward to chatting to you once again.
Thanks, Ed.
Thank you so much. Lulu Krugel, Chief Economist at PricewaterhouseCoopers, joining you once again to give you an idea of what's happening with the weakening rand, but also, more importantly, telling us that we can be positive. We can look forward to a positive future and saying, stop spreading the bad news about South Africa. Would it kill you once in a while to just say South Africa is a beautiful country that has a beautiful future?